Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Bonnie Chavda, presented by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Stay standing, please. Good morning, saints. Merry Christmas. Isn't it wonderful to see Lilo? Yes, she's a dear member of our family and the extended community of Schleife, of Gary, Andreas, and Stephanie. And all of the wonderful folks there in Switzerland are an extended part of our family. So we're very, very blessed. We share so many things in common. The watch, the worship, the prophetic, the sound, mostly Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah? Jesus.
That's
Jesus.
True.
Yeah. So this morning, we want to say together what we often do. In a few lines, the whole revelation of Scripture, culminating in the new covenant, in the salvation that has been revealed to us, that is such a miracle that men and women, children across the world in 2019, entering 2020, are alive in an experience of the reality of Jesus Christ, made incarnate, crucified, dead and buried, resurrected, ascended, pouring out the Holy Spirit as we await His coming. It is such an amazing reality. Over 2,000 years, the promise continues to be fulfilled. And you are a recipient in this day of all of that. The inheritance of hundreds of thousands of human beings who believed before Messiah came, looking for His appearing, and who have believed since they saw Him in the resurrection, in the earth, and now we're looking for His appearing. Turn to your neighbor and say, we're looking for His appearing.
Yes.
We're looking for His appearing. So we're going to say the Apostles' Creed together. You ready? I'm waiting for them to put it up for you so that we can say it together. Hallelujah, Lord. While we're waiting, Heather, maybe you could help them out. Thank you. I want to encourage you again about the watch. We are in a season of renewal. We are in a season of personal and corporate and renewal in the church in general. And something very, very special is happening here in the United States. And you have been ordained to be an anointed participant in the joy of renewal. So, let's say the Apostles' Creed together. You ready? I believe in God, the Father,
Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence, He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Church universal, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So be it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you believe this morning? Yes, you believe in this season of your life. Yes. That is the most revolutionary pronouncement and proclamation that you can make in the face of every event in this world, that you are a participant in something other, something in addition, something greater and grander than just what we see in natural circumstances, that we are citizens of another kingdom that is now and that is eternal and that will be fully manifest. But on the way, between now and the utter fulfillment, when we see him, we'll be like him. We are going to run this race with endurance and faithfulness and joy and signs and wonders.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. For you and your children. Amen. Amen. So good morning, Lilo. You may be seated.
Good morning.
I think, first of all, you want to tell them what we have available. Lilo is, among many other things, she is a wonderful and powerful apostle to the church and to the church in Europe. And together with Gary, has been serving for many, many years. You have a beautiful and unique testimony about how you got baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Which reminds me a lot of the original Christmas story.
Yes.
When the strangers came with gifts.
Yes.
To the house.
Yes.
Of the Lord, a simple house. And in addition to that, Lilo is a classically trained musician and an amazing performer in music and in song. And she is also a faithful, faithful woman of prophetic prayer in her own life and has a wonderful impartation for us. So that's my introduction. We welcome you.
Thank you.
Our fam.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you. Thank you, church. Friends, family. First of all, before the product, I have a word for Michael. Where is Michael now?
Michael?
He went away.
There he is.
He went
Here
away.
Here he comes.
Michael, I felt this morning that the anointing of the Lord was really so heavy on you. And there is a change in your life. Because you were serving the Lord. I heard him say, he served me in the secret places. He served me in the circumstances of his life. He served me even when nobody saw him. You worshipped him. And he said he worshipped me all over, also bad situations in the life. And now the Lord said, now, because he was worshiping me in all these hidden places, in all these circumstances, I will begin to raise up his name before the people. I will begin to sit on the calling to worship him and to preach him and to adore him before the people, and I will sit on it. And it's my name and it's my power, says the Lord. And I bless you, Michael, for this transition, that you may never leave the place of worshiping him in the hidden places in your war room at home, and that you never will leave the place where you worship him in the watches, but when he makes your name known before the people. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you know, can I stay?
Yes,
because
please.
I'm not used to sit. I'm too, brrr. You know. As you shared the thing about giving birth, this encounter came to me, I had in the Yom Kippur night. I woke up at 2:30, and I had heard this voice, "I'm coming like a rushing river." And then I was in this encounter as the heaven opened and this rushing river came from the heaven and the water spread it out over the earth, you know. But it was so fast and it was so with power that I had fear, you know. It was so strong. It was like if you have before the birth, the water breaks. And the Lord began to speak to me. And he said, "Now it's the time. I'm coming like a rushing river." And I speak this to you as church. I speak this to you, America. He will come like a rushing river. And he will be floating. He will floating the air, the earth. He will floating the church with his presence. Wow, and you, it's Lord. Both. It's dangerous and it's happiness.
Yes. Yes.
It's both. Yes. It's a cleaning and it's an empowerment, you know.
Yes.
It's something we cannot do. He does. It's his time. I give you the scripture out of Isaiah 59:19. "I'll come like a rushing river," and here it is, "which the breath of the Lord drives." It's the breath of the Lord. It's him. Him. He does it. And we will receive it, or?
Yes.
Take
it.
We receive this. We receive this dream.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just came as you shared this birth.
Yes.
Because it's coming.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, Lilo, the thing that resonates that I'd written down for this morning, just to make mention, is we thank the Lord for His servant Reinhard Bonnke.
Yes.
Who has been used mightily of the Lord.
Yes.
A man who from the very first, when he was in obscurity and hiddenness in Africa, all the way to the end, you know, his last mission, his last vision, and his last pronouncement and proclamation was, "America shall be saved."
Yeah.
That was his final message.
Wow.
Yeah, that was his final word.
That's great.
And I listened to his farewell preaching, which he didn't do his farewell preaching in America, what the one he called his farewell message. But he preached from Hebrews 12:1. And he said that, "I often feel like I'm hearing the voices of the saints," from Hebrews chapter 11,
yes,
"saying to me, 'Reinhard, run faster, run faster.'"
Yes.
And he said, "I felt like responding and saying, 'Why should I run faster than you?' And they said, 'Because this is the last lap. Jesus is coming soon."
Yeah.
And wow. So as we thank the Lord for such an amazing example, we also receive the prophetic word that this is a season for each of us. This is a reaping season.
Yes.
It's time for souls. It's time for your testimony to be bearing fruit in this hour. And so I want to say to you this morning, gird up,
yes,
your loins. What it says in Hebrews, strengthen the feeble knees. Lift up the hands that are hanging down. And run with endurance the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus the way he did it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's so good to see Scott and Lisa back among us. I know they were on a sojourn into Pennsylvania. want to say a special blessing and send the grace. I've heard from several of our families this morning who are on the road for various strategic reasons, and a few of them who are at home this morning with different kinds of things they didn't want to spread to all of us. So we thank the Lord for that, but we're sending for all of our extended church family traveling at home and in many places around the world. The anointing this morning, and as Lilo ministers to us, the prophetic word, receive a fresh impartation. Amen.
Amen. You asked me to introduce a little booklet. It's not so small, but it's small. If you are looking for a present, then the name is Beautiful Surrender. I was here last time, and I preached on it some. And now here is the booklet. And, you know, I'm coming out of a season of where when you write something, either you experienced it before, what I did in the prophetic, in hearing the voice, in embracing the voice, but afterwards you have to experience it in the natural. You have to walk through.
Yeah.
So, this is the booklet, and it speaks how to walk through in the difficulties of your life. And it's encouraging examples how the Lord is watching over us and how beautiful He is and how beautiful it is to surrender to Him. You know, we think often, it's hard. Oh, only me? But there is something very sweet in surrendering our hearts. There is something very deep and beautiful and healing. So you will enjoy it. And then I brought the CD Hummingbird, where I pray, and there are little stories. Can I share a little story? I mean, this story, we got a letter. I got a letter from a farmer. You know, I think Andreas shared, as he was here, the farmer's stories where we got the big potatoes and the transformed corn and really big things.
Andreas was here just a short time ago.
Yeah.
Lilo and Gary's son, and you remember, and he shared with us those amazing stories, miracles about the farmers.
Yeah. So then I got a report back from a farmer, and it was so funny, you know. It first is not funny. The story is, he wrote, we had a mother pig. A mother swine, you know. And she got very, very ill. She was not drinking water. She was not eating. And finally, she laid in the crib, you know, and was just on the way to die. Then the farmer's wife came and said, you know what? You should put on a CD from Lilo Keller. And the farmer thought, she's a little bit crazy, you know? But he knew she has sometimes wisdom. Do you know that wives have sometimes wisdom? So he said, good, I will do it. He went in the house, he took this CD recorder out, put the CD in, and put this CD player into the crib, or how do you say in this
stall where the pig was.
In this little stall. Well, the pig was. The mother pig. Big one. And, you know, he describes it. she was there big, and so he took this music there. And then he made this playing around 24 hours. And then he went to the house and thought, good, we give it a try, you know? He went to the house. The other day he came back. She was leaking a little bit water. The next day, the music was going on. Always the same music. The music was going on. And then he came back the second day, and she began to eat a little bit. She couldn't stay yet, but she was eating. It was around her a little bit, you know. And as he came the third day, the mother swine was on the feet and was well. Wow. Think about. I love the Lord. And then here, this farmer writes, she was so well, you know, that we had her a little time more, but then we were able to bring her to the butcher. This is the end of the story. I thought this, yeah. It's life.
She fulfilled her calling.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's something about, it's not about Lilo Keller. Yeah. It's about the sound. It's about the waves coming through us, through you. It's about our energy through Jesus Christ in us, released into the situation. Isn't it beautiful? And you have to know, this story is because of me and you, that we know the sound of heaven is reflecting through us as we walk the earth, as we walk in our daily life. And this is so beautiful. And sometimes we forget about these things. You know, we think we have to do all this religious stuff. And we forget that the King of Glory is living in us. We forget that it's already done. We have it. We have not to wait, hey. Yes, we have to wait for us, not because of him. If we wait at his feet, we wait because of us to recognize that the King of Glory is here, and he's already here, and he lives in us. So, the King of Glory is here. You can say, he lives in me. Thank you, Lord. You are here. And I receive your sound. I receive how you will sound through me, even if I don't play the piano. The little story.
So.
Especially if you have a suffering swine at home. Hummingbird.
There are other stories. That's
beautiful. Wow.
I thought this is so unusual.
It's beautiful, though. And that's so, it's so telling of the reality of who the Lord is. Yeah. His eye is on the sparrow. Yeah. His majesty is present. His glory literally fills the earth.
Yeah.
And it's we who know him who have to have our eyes open to see that he is present, and a willing heart to assent in faith, to say yes in faith in every moment that Jesus is here.
He is present. Yes. He is doing what he has determined to do. And I am just here waiting on him as a servant and participating
yes.
in what he's doing.
Bonnie.
Yes.
As you share this, I have another story.
Yeah.
I like stories. I ask always, Jesus, you went around and you had all these precious stories, you know? And originally, I know a lot of children's stories, but I didn't know how to share the stories with Jesus. So I'm learning, but I share another story with him. So I was writing down all the things I received on the Shepherd's Road, you know? And I was in my study, in my music room, just writing. But then I had the feeling, so I have to go a little bit out and breathe in my garden. So I walked around, and so I came, and before my window was this little bird. And this little bird was on the back, the little feet in the air, and she wasn't breathing. She was only doing this. And so I was so shocked, I went into my room. Because I was so shocked, I thought, wee. Then I was in my room and I thought, this is not okay. I can't work. The little bird is almost... dead, and I'm in the room. No. So I went out and prayed with the little bird. I laid my hand on the little bird. You know, I turned her around on the feet, and, you know, it was all stiff, but she was standing in a way. And always lesser, but I began to pray resurrection power on her. And I began to say, you shall be alive. And I said, I bless you in the name of Jesus. You are his creature. And so,
creature.
And so it was so beautiful. Nothing changed, but I began to speak in tongues, you know. I began to fight for this little bird. Nothing changed. So I went in my room and wanted to work again, you know. I couldn't work because the little bird was disturbing my thought and I had not a victory. I thought, I have the power from Jesus to go out and resurrect this little bird. He's doing it, you know.
Yeah.
So I went again out and prayed again, and was touching the little feathers, and then I saw the little eyes beginning to open. And I was happy, and I thought, good, now it's better. Went in and tried to work. But here, the third time, I went out, because I couldn't work. I thought I have to put the little bird on the shadow because she was sitting now on the sun. And as I came near to her, it made whoop, and she flew away. And I thought, yes, this is you, Jesus. He teaches me so much in this little small stories to just say, I live in you. I'm the resurrection and the life. I'm these truths in you, and you are able to live me out and to let me out to the creature. You know, that the creature is waiting. We shared yesterday night, Bonnie, that we, you know, the creation speaks to us and it's groaning. I heard these old trees groan. And the Lord spoke to me and said, there are a lot of old trees in my body. You know, here are some of the old trees. They are groaning. And it's a part of our life to groan, to give birth to what is on the heart of Jesus Christ, you know. And we have also to groan with the Creator, but we have also to bring the comfort to the Creator and to the nature. You know, we are in the season of the restoration of all things.
Amen.
We are in this season.
Amen.
And 2020 is this season of where the restoration of all things will go deeper, deeper, deeper. But it's for us to demonstrate it in our daily life.
Yeah.
In these simple things.
Yeah.
Amen. The word that comes to me is the word hope. And Christian hope is different from worldly hope, human hope. Christian hope is a reality. It's a spiritual substance, like invisible bread, but that is something that you can hold in your hand and that you can eat and that you can be filled with. Christian hope is different from regular hope, and it's connected to faith. And one of the scriptures that we read at the watch on Friday night is from Romans 4. And it speaks of Abraham. And it says that not being weak in faith, he didn't consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old. This is speaking of the time that Abraham's life had traveled on chronologically way beyond the actual promise that God had spoken to him directly and had engaged him, you know, the day, the night that the Lord said, Abraham, can you count the stars? When Abraham was basically complaining and saying, Lord, my wife is barren. I don't even have any offspring. Mm-hmm. And he said, can you count the stars? You'll have offspring like that. And now much time has passed, and Romans 4 tells us that not being weak in faith, though the time had passed, though the circumstance had not seemed to change, and though Abraham had seen God move in other events and other people's lives and other circumstances where Abraham had been present and had most likely been the conduit through which the Lord had come. Virgie, this is a word for you and for James. I know many of your stories. You have amazing stories. You're tremendous, tremendous warriors of faith and happy warriors for the most part. But the Lord is present this morning for you personally. This is a personal, intimate word to you individually. And when I look at your faces, I know your story. And I'm telling you, today is a unique day for you. Jesus is sitting right there with you with his arm thrown around your shoulder, whispering in your ear to give you hope, a different thing than the world clicking its heels together and say, come on. No, it's an absolute certainty that you possess now with the joy of the end result of your faith. Mm-hmm. So Abraham, since he was already 100 years old in the deadness of Sarah's womb, he did not waver. Say, no wavering.
No wavering.
Look at your neighbor. Tap your neighbor because Jesus is there with his arm around.
No wavering.
And tell him, no wavering.
Wavering. Yes.
He did not waver at the promise of God. Mm-hmm. Thinking back to that moment and coming into the moment he was in, without seeing the fulfillment yet, he still didn't waver. The same certainty as the moment the Lord was there and said, look at the stars. I'm going to give you that many children. Say, no wavering.
No wavering.
He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. Do you remember the moment when David was at his potential lowest ebb? Mm-hmm. When he was obeying the Lord, doing what he was supposed to be doing, warring against God's enemies, at home providing as good as he could, and he couldn't understand that while he was away, the enemy came in the back door and took everything, including the families, the women and children. And when the warriors came back exhausted to the camp and found that the enemy had come in while they were out obeying the commander and serving the Lord, and the whole thing turned on David. And he was all alone. His family was gone. Their possessions were gone. His own men now had turned against him. And what does it say? David strengthened himself in the Lord. Can we say that again? He strengthened himself in the Lord. Put your hand on your neighbor and encourage them.
Yeah.
Strengthen yourself in the Lord. And see, there's a part of what Lilo's telling us, talking to us about our part, yeah, that we respond, mm-hmm, to the glory of the Lord, to his presence, mm-hmm, to his reality. And so today, afresh, say today.
Today.
We're hearing his voice, so today.
Today.
We're strengthening ourselves.
Ourselves.
Yeah, in the Lord.
Bonnie, can I add here something?
Yeah.
Because it's very interesting, in the German translation, it says, David strengthened his soul in the Lord. So, you know, it makes a little difference.
Yeah, it does.
Because the soul is our will, it's our emotions,
yeah, yeah,
it's our mind, you know, our thinking, yeah, our brain belongs to it because the brain is an organ.
Yeah.
So he strengthened himself means it's not just a religious spiritual, I strengthen myself. Mm. It's something that I turn my thoughts, for example, to the Lord. I renew my thoughts over the circumstances in the Lord. I put my will, I surrender my will under the will of God. It's much different, you know? Strengthening in the Lord, what David did, you know, he had to overcome all this sadness. Think about it. And he couldn't say, oh, it's everything is okay. No, he was so sad. He was broken. And I feel so much there are broken situations here. So stay to your brokenness. Don't say it's nothing I can go over it. No. You go to Jesus with it.
Yeah.
This is something else. Yeah. That I go over it. No. I go to Jesus with it. I go to the King of Kings who has the solution. And I embrace the solution of him. I put my tiredness, my all the sorrows, I give him this. I make an exchange. And I embrace the thoughts he has in these situations. Can I pray?
Yes.
I feel I have,
yeah,
to pray here something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord Jesus, I just feel here we hit a point here. A point where we will really say to you, we give you these areas of sadness, of where we stand on a wall and we don't know how to go forward. our strength is on the end. But we will surrender, Lord, today. And we will give you our sadness and these circumstances, all the pain of our hearts, all the pain in our thinking, our thoughts. I see these thoughts, they just whirl around, and we break this power of this whirlwind in the name of Jesus. And I break it in the name of Jesus, and we surrender even our thought life to you. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to come with these new thoughts and this new sight that we will see like you. Father, we give you our souls that they may be a beautiful garden. And I bless you. I bless you even for the coming year, because I feel there is something that he will cultivate, the garden of our soul, which means he will plant flowers, he will build bridges in our soul, in our life, of our thoughts, our emotions. I speak healing in the turmoils. I speak healing in the turmoils of some souls, healing in the name of Jesus. And I say to the turmoils, be quiet in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you will come and bring your peace. And I thank you that we will receive now this beautiful, beautiful song of Christmas, that you are Emmanuel, God with us in every circumstances. I bless you. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Yeah, there was something.
The song of Christmas.
Yeah. There is healing in it.
Yeah. And if you feel anointed before the service is over, you can go do that too.
Mm-hmm.
A keyboard.
If I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I could hear.
Yeah. Perhaps the Jesus song. I have something else to share about this encounter in the days of Yom Kippur, because you know about the falcon?
The falcon.
Do you understand? Falcon.
So
I had this encounter, and it speaks from the season we are coming in. And we are in. And it's for you and me. And because I believe we are coming in a different season where, you know, we serve the Lord, but the Lord serves us. He's ready.
That's beautiful.
You know, he is ready to serve us through his angels, but he serves us also through this rushing river. Through his presence, you know. And I feel to share this story because it was in a dream I had. And in this dream, a person, a figure came to me, a female figure, and she had this beautiful light robe on. You know, and this figure came to me, and she came and she stood before me, and she was searching for my eyes. Do you know how this is? If you are with someone together that you love, you search, you want to see in the eyes, because they are like a mirror. Mm-hmm. or you see Jesus in the eyes of the other, you know. And as this figure was standing before me and we looked one another in the eyes, beautiful brown shining eyes, this figure had a transformation and was a bird. And the bird was flying into the air and circling around. Beautiful. And I knew the moment I could see into Jesus' eyes or in the eyes of the Holy Spirit, doesn't matter, you know, in the moment, he let me see in his heart. He let me see how he sees the circumstances and what he wanted to do. This is a secret. If you look into the eyes of Jesus, if you really are on this trip to search what is his eyes, the truth, you will find his plans, his heart, you know. So he turned in this bird. And I saw this bird, this falcon, coming down. I wrote the word. He came, you know, like in this direct flight from heaven. He came and he found a big snake. Big. I never saw this snake. I was there and others were there in little groups, but the snake, I couldn't see with my eyes, the snake. But these birds are the snake, and he picked this snake and he killed the snake. And then I saw him circling around other groups and he was killing these snakes, big ones and little ones. And out of my mouth came this cry, "The falcon has come," which means the king is coming, you know, has come. Jesus came and he answered my prayer. And I tell you, it's time that Jesus comes and he is answering your prayers. The ones who you did a long time. He's coming in situations where you never thought he would come or they will never change. And he comes and he says, "I'm the falcon. I'm coming. Bam! I'm coming and I'm killing your enemies."
That's awesome.
It's just great. I love it so much. And you have to understand, a falcon it was the form of the Holy Spirit, if you want, in my life. It was, by the way, the bird of the year 2018. It's the fastest bird on the earth. It makes 200 miles when he has this flight from the air direct to the earth.
Wow.
200 miles. He's faster than the eagles. Yeah, you can read it. And it's a bird of prey. Think about it. He's looking after his prey. If you look at this in the spirit, it's a bird of prey. He's doing the watch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's a picture for the watchers.
Come on.
It's a picture for the watchers. They will see with the eyes of the Lord. And they will pick the enemy and they will kill the enemy in the authority of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, they will clean the ground. And I prophesy this over you, watchers. You will clean the ground here. It's on you. And the power of the Lord is released to do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, it's beautiful. It's a real time of embracing this. And you know, there is something with the eye contact we do have to understand. Because eye contact needs time. You can't have eye contact with someone, you can have a blink. Yeah. But if I really want to look in someone's face, I have to wait. And to look needs time. And I have a question. When did you have time, the last time you really looked into the eyes of your Jesus and felt the pleasure? Felt that he said, "You are my beautiful ones. Your eyes are so beautiful." When did you? The last time spent this time and not rushing around, doing things for him. Being with him. Just waiting.
Yeah.
That receiving the glow of his eyes. Receiving these brown eyes which speaks from humility. Hmm. You know. His humility. Hmm. You know. You know, our eyes are gates. They are gates and we have to watch over the gates. And we have to cultivate our eyes to go into the secrets of the Lord. You can cultivate this. You can ask him to show the secrets if you look into his eyes. You look into his holiness. You know, it's like David said, I prefer nothing more than being in your house and look into, Psalm 27, look into your holiness, look into your thoughts.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
There are two scriptures that come to me while you're sharing, and one is the one from Song of Solomon.
Yes, I wrote it here. You can read it.
You can read it.
No.
You read it.
Do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you are thinking.
Yeah. Look at you, my dearest darling. You are so lovely. Your beauty itself for me, your passionate eyes are like gentle doves.
It's you.
And in one of the scenes in that beautiful revelation of how the Lord sees us in a way that might even from a human standpoint make some of us uncomfortable if we're unfamiliar with intimacy or being intimate with the Lord. But there is one of the scenes there where the beloved, the object of the Lord's affections, is standing in a high craggy place. In other words, the idea is that it's a difficult, a rugged, potentially dangerous place to be. Mm-hmm. And the lover, the Lord, says, in that place, let me see your face. Mm-hmm. Let me hear your voice. Look into my eyes. Let's commune there.
Yes.
And then he says, because your face is lovely, your voice is sweet. And so the Lord is speaking to us today about a renewal and perhaps a beginning of a whole new relationship with him, a whole new era of knowing the Lord and receiving, being able to receive from him the reality of his love in a whole new and different way, mm-hmm. in a real way that he's ministering to us. The Song of Solomon.
Yeah. I love it. Love it. I recognize he speaks a lot of things similar, you know. It doesn't matter where you live.
Yeah.
Here or in Europe.
Yeah.
He is the same.
Yeah.
You know. I love this scripture too, out of Psalm 101, 6. It says, "My eyes shall look with favor upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks blamelessly, he shall minister to me." And I believe with all my heart, this is what I spoke a little bit to you, Michael. I think you understood. Ministering to the Lord, it's always the first thing, but we don't understand the concept, you know. We think if we minister in the natural, then we will gain authority to have access to the throne room. And the opposite is true. We have access to the throne room and to the heart of God and the Father through the blood of Jesus. This is our highway, if you want, or narrow path.
Wow.
You know, but it's always this. It's always through the blood of the Lamb. But then we can stay there. And we can be with him. And you know, from there, we will serve because we saw what he wants us to do. It's like Jesus who said, "I can nothing do without seeing what the Father does." Mm-hmm. It's the same. But the religious concept comes always in our way. Deep in, we think we have something to do. No. What we have to do is come. Come up. Come higher. It's everything is ready. Come. I will share my secrets with you. And I have a word really for you because I believe this is a word for you to know. You can minister to the Lord. You are able. Even if you come and give him your sorrows, give you him your circumstances, give him your marriages, give him your children. And then with the time, minister to the Lord. Means also that you begin to see what his heart is caring for the world now. And then it means you minister not first outward. Perhaps you have to comfort him with your tears. Perhaps you have this comfort that you bring him his trust, your trust that he is able to do everything. He's able to. I have a word for this man with the gray beard there sitting. What's your name?
Tommy.
Tommy, as I speak this word, the Lord spoke to me for these words. For me, for you, it's impossible that I can change or their circumstances can change. For the world, and it's not possible. But the Lord says, "I'm able, Tommy. I'm able." I'm able because I love you. I'm able. And I feel that the Lord in the moment is washing you of shame from the past, is washing away, washing over you like this rushing river. He comes like this flood over you, and he will not kill you. But he is making new ground. He was building in the last years a new house because the old was fallen down. So he was building a new house with new walls, with new ground. And now the time will come where you will live in the new house. He is able. This is the word. So I bless you. I bless you that you can embrace this new time. You are not the old. Hear this word, Tommy. You are not the old. You are new. He made you new. And he's able to go forward and to finish what he already begun. So I bless you. In the name of Jesus. Bless you. Bless you. I have no idea, but yeah. You know, they shall minister to me. This is word of God. They shall, you and he, me, we shall minister to the Lord. Not for the Lord also, but to the Lord. This means, if you sing your little song at home to him, you are ministering to him. Beautiful. Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Shall I share a little bit more?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Are you still alive?
If we're like that little bird, you can come and pray for us. Sorry.
You know,
till our eyes start opening. Hallelujah, Lord, we do receive today.
Yeah.
I can tell you, this is a special moment. It's a special moment right here this morning. So just receive. You may feel like that little bird lying on its back. Jesus is here laying hands on you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He can't go about his other work.
No.
He's coming back to touch you again.
Yeah.
And coming back to touch you again. And coming back to touch you again. Until you can take flight in trust and joy and healing.
Mm-hmm. I feel in the moment the Holy Spirit is healing a baby. I don't know if a baby is ill in your midst, but I pray. Perhaps for someone who is at home, I pray. I feel the Lord healing this baby, touching this baby, and make this baby absolutely whole. I bless this baby. I bless you that you will receive resurrection power, healing power, that you will receive this fresh touch, and you shall live and not die in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. So I want to have say to you another story. I had one of the, as I was on the mountain waiting before the Lord, I had this encounter. You know, because my heart, it's so much change in our life. And it's so much change in the world. And sometimes we receive all the things going on around us. You know this? And then our hearts they get so heavy, and we don't know, and we think everything goes worse in the world, and we come a kind and under depression, you know, or oppression, and we feel, what can we do? And so it was one of these situations, and I said, Lord, this cannot be. I'm not here to lift this out. I'm here to really be one of yours. The light is shining on. That it's you, too, you know. So then my eyes opened. I was waiting before him, looking into his eyes, and then my eyes opened. And I was walking on a mountain. I'm a Swiss girl, so I'm I was walking on this mountain, and this path was a little bit stiff and just narrow or not so nice. But I was complaining in a way that my sadness and about the world, and because I was here, about America, and I said, how will this turn out? And all the things, you know, and about Switzerland, it's, you know, and I, about me too, it was a mix of everything, you know. So, and I was there walking, and then because of my eyes were open, I saw that three happy persons were walking with me. And they were chatting around, speaking, and not recognizing me, and my sadness and my, you know, what I had to think about the world and how it was, and they were saying, oh, this view is so nice, and so all the things. And you know already, I mean, I saw the Trinity walking with me, and I was walking there in the middle, and they were chatting, and I felt something changing in me, because my mood was not the same like my God had. Do you know that my God is in a good mood? He's rejoicing over you. He is not sad. He is able. So I had to change a little bit. And as my heart was looking up, and I was not angry that he is laughtering or laughter, so it was lighter and easier to walk the mountain.
Wow.
And then I saw that I had new shoes, a little similar like this, but these shoes were crazy. They had these lashes on leather, like a little booth, you know. But then they had spurs here. And they had spikes on the sole. And you know what? I saw that the Lord had the same shoes. All the three had the same shoes. I thought, oh, I'm walking in the with the same shoes. It must not be so hard. Hey, I bless your imagination.
Yes,
I'm speaking of a real world.
Yeah.
I'm speaking of the reality of the spirit. You can see the same. It's not reserved for me, you know, because I'm a Swiss girl and we have mountains. You have also mountains. This means I began to understand that there was a secret in it. He gives you the shoes you need for the moment. And he already has all the needs you need for the moment. He already knows what you need. He gives you the strength. He shows you the way. He's with you on the way. And I tell you, it was dangerous, this walk. It was up, 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 up. You know? But for them, it was not a problem. For me, it was a problem. I had fear, you know? But for them, they were jumping around and so. This is our God. For God, things are not a problem. We make the problem. We have a big devil and a small God.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Wait, say that again. That's a good one.
Yeah, we have a big devil and a small God.
You understand? We make it that way.
Yeah.
We think, oh, the battle's so big, and God must be not able.
But God is the opposite, you know.
Big God, small battle.
And he has all the shoes. And I felt the Holy Spirit teaching me that it's the time for new shoes. He gives new shoes for the new mountains.
Amen.
He gives you the shoes for your mountain.
I'm putting my feet out. I'm ready,
yeah.
Jesus.
He gives
Jesus,
you the shoes.
You can be my shoemaker today.
Yeah.
Come on.
I needed the shoes with the spurs. And with these spikes. I don't know everything for what they are. I saw a little bit, but this is now not the thing. But perhaps you are in a situation where you need dancing shoes.
Huh.
There are some. They have to learn to dance.
Wow.
Like this precious couple dancing before the Lord.
Yes.
You know, you would say they are so old. But I tell you, perhaps we have the same age. I don't know, but... You know, dancing, you don't know what this means for the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know if you really saw it. I cried as I saw it. Because of the joy of the Lord over you both. Dancing before him. And really a kind of exercising your love together before him. You know, this is a prophetic sign. And it's a prophetic sign for the future. What we will do as church, as body of Christ, we will dance with our bridegroom. And if we learn to dance, our life will be a dance before him. And sometimes we wear the big mountain shoes, you know, and sometimes we wear these beautiful small shoes like Bonnie today, you know. Look at that. They are dangerous. She kicks the devil out here. So it depends. But he has the shoes. And I want to do a little quietness here because I think the Lord will you show you the shoes, your shoes. I believe it. And I saw several shoes. And Lord, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and show us which shoes you want to give us. I ask you to come and picture in our hearts, picture in our imaginations, which we give you what you have for us for this season we are in. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Just close your eyes. Just wait and you will see. And I ask, Lord, open their eyes that they may see because these are the new shoes for the new season, to claim their mountains, to make the dance of the bride with you as bridegroom. Thank you, Jesus.
I was looking at your notes. It says we have to tune into the vibration of God's mood.
Yes. It's true. Yeah. And he has a good mood. My heart needs often a correction of the mood the Lord has. Because I grew up in a house where I was very appreciated, even as a woman. But, you know, there was this thing that I wanted to please my father. You know, there is a good thing in it, to please the father. But there is also a thing when you transform this in your spiritual life, you begin to work for the Father in heaven to please him. And here we are once again. The mood of the Father is that he sees Jesus in us, so we have not to perform for the Father. We are already his sons. We are. It's fulfilled. And our growing, you know, in the Spirit is when he educates the sons, you know, when he guides the sons, when he corrects the sons, when he comes and he transforms our thinking, you know, then it feels, like Hebrews says, sometimes hard, but it's the love and not because we did something wrong. If we did something wrong, we go and he washes away our sins because we confess it and he washes us with the blood, even the shame over our mistakes or our lives before. It's a very important word for you. No shame. No shame. The way he took it. You know? I wrote also down, he does not faint or grow weary. He isn't slumbering or sleeping. You know, he's awake. Right now, for me. And sometimes I have to come to the place where I embrace that he's awake, because the circumstances say something else. You know, I think, hey, he forgot me. Yeah? But it's not so.
5 times in the hospital, he forgot me.
Yeah. I was 5 times, 7 times in the hospital. This year. These crazy allergies. Nobody knew what it was, but it was death and life because it was so dangerous. And they found nothing. Yoo-hoo! Afterwards, I had to go through so many tests in the best clinic of the land. You know, it was nothing. So I had all the surgery, but I'm here. I'm okay.
Hallelujah.
The Lord. I love him, and he loves me. But I just want to share that there are moments I really had to hold on with my crying body. You know? And some of your bodies are crying out loud, ache, and this is not good, and this is not good. But we speak healing.
Yes.
There is healing under the wings of Jesus.
Yes.
There is healing even for our emotions. Oh, I bless you with this. You know, I love this scripture. You counted it. It's very interesting. It's this scripture where he says, I think it's in Isaiah, he says, you forgot me. You know, Jacob says, you forgot me. And Israel says, you are not counting all my tribulations. And then it comes even, you know, he knows the names of the stars. Mm-hmm. He knows everything. But then he says something I like so much. It's kind of like Isaiah 55. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. It's just we cannot reach him out. We cannot understand him finally with our natural understanding, that we can participate in the spirit with him. Mm-hmm. We can commune with him in the spirit, and he will show us these higher ways.
Amen, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. As Lilo came and we had some time just to visit yesterday, I was really amazed at
the themes of the things and the specific aspects of what she felt like was in her heart for us this morning, for today. And with all the things she was saying, I thought back and then I showed her that at the beginning of this year, the Lord spoke to us. Remember from Psalm 115, 14, the Lord increase you more and more, you and your children. And then that the Godhead, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Spirit would be visiting us this year to present us with three noble gifts, with wisdom and with grace and healing miracles and the reward of faith that's been tried in the fire. And then those scriptures from Isaiah 55 where he says, my thoughts, my ways, they're higher than yours. But in the Psalm 139, it says, my thoughts towards you are full. There's so many that you can't count them. And so I feel like, in a way, and Lilo, I have to tell you, because I'm pastor here, I know some of the stories and the words that you have brought this morning are really that rushing river from the throne, from the heart of the Father, driven along by his breath, by his Holy Spirit this morning. And there's something here for all of us. So we want to thank you and bless you. I didn't ask you before, but I'll ask you if you have a few things you want to say in closing. And then would you mind praying for
people? Sure.
Huh?
Yeah.
Pray for people?
Yeah, for sure.
And want to remind you that Lilo's music and her beautiful surrender, her book with some of the stories and the prophetic encounters for you are there in the bookstore. And we are going to bless her and send her away with a blessing. So if you would like to give a special offering for Lilo and for Gary, And for them, I'll have, Heather, you've got a couple of baskets over there. If you can just bring the basket, and you can put the basket here, and I'll, during the healing time, during the prayer time, we'll just put the basket, and if you want to give something special for Gary and Lilo, you can do it there, and of course, we will add to that. So, do you have some final things?
I just thought I want to share the second part of this encounter because it has to do with the standing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's short, but, you know, I came to this place where sometimes in the mountain you will say, it's an overlook, you know.
Yeah.
If you go to the Blue Ridge Mountains, then it says on the street, overlook. And you can turn this way and have overlook, you know. So it came such an overlook, but it was dangerous. It was, you know, high up and we four had not enough space, but it was good. But I was full of fear. So what happened was these three surrounded me. So beautiful. And I found myself surrounded in the middle of these three. And once again, my whole view changed. And it was fire flames around me, three fire flames. So I was in the middle of the fire flames and it got warmer and warmer and warmer. And you know this Zachariah scripture where it says, I'm surrounding you. As a fiery wall, and I'm with my glory in it.
Yes.
You know, so this was the situation. I felt this glory from the Lord. And then I heard this voice, and this is what I think we can end with. I heard this voice because I wanted to break down. It was so hot, and I, you know, my knees were so weak because of the power, you know. And then this voice came and said, "We want you to stand." So I couldn't break down. "We want you to stand." I think this is what the Lord says to you. I want you to stand in your circumstances. I want you to stand on holy ground. With the Lord, knowing He's surrounding you. I want you, He says, to stand on your feet. Yeah. Take the ground. Yeah. Take the ground. Amen.
So, just as individually and as a watch family and this little community, let's stand physically. And I want you just to recognize the feeling in your feet
they
of
are
being
on.
Standing
mm-hmm.
firm. And you can feel that. You can feel the bottom of your feet right now. You're standing. And so, Lilo, I'm going to ask you just to say a prayer,
mm-hmm.
however the Lord leads you, for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if you don't mind, we'll have a little time of ministry. Mm-hmm. We won't ring you out completely. But we want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
thank
for
you,
coming.
Lord. Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. It was a privilege. I can really feel, Bonnie, it's interesting that you say this. I can feel my soul's burning. My feet, I can feel the burning. The fire of the Lord is here on this ground. And I will speak into your spirit, soul, and body, conscious and unconscious. And I will say, the fire of the Lord is on your ground. You are staying now on holy ground in your life. Here in the church, yes. Here on the church ground, we know that your holy, beautiful presence is here. But I want to speak into your life and say, He is the same at home. And He is with you. And He burns in you, over you. And He is standing with His feet in the fire of your life. And He is bringing His holiness, His presence, His love, His beautiful care into your life. And I bless your spirit that you may come higher and stand before the throne room. And stand before the Lord of Lords. Stand before your King and know He is pleased. He is pleased. I see Him. I see Him standing before your lives. And He say, "I love you because of Jesus. I see Jesus in you, my son. And I will fulfill what I promised over you." And I bless your soul, that your soul may be able to surrender under this beautiful love, even in the hardest circumstances, that your soul may be able to kneel down before the King and say, "Yes, I will surrender my will. It shall be done like you want it, Jesus Christ, my King. And I bless your bodies that you may receive the sound of the laughter of the Lord over you. That may you receive these beautiful conversations between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and be the fourth in this circle. And know you are never alone. And I speak this to some of you that you feel so much times alone. You feel that you are not a part of. And I speak to you, you are not alone. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is in you, over you, surrounds you. And you are a part of the plans of the heaven to bring it on into the earth. And I bless you that you may stand and know He is pleased. And we will never condemn you. He will make this new ground for you to live out your calling in the season that will come, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord. We receive. We receive. I receive. I receive. Your good word toward me this morning. I agree with your good word.
And he reminds me once again the prophecy I had for this ground. And it's coming back, and it's coming back. And I speak to you, Bonnie, and I speak to you, Mahesh. I speak to your team. I speak to you as church. There is waiting this campground that he can turn this area in a campground where His presence will come down and will once again visit this place. And there will be I see this campground full of people, and to camp before the Lord like the Israelites did. And I prophesy this and I call it forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So, I'm just going to give opportunity. If I can have some of our helpers, healing team, come in and just, for those of you who want to have hands laid on you, and have the ushers come and help. Healing team, come and help. And Lilo will go down and lay hands on you. You just stay right here for a second. Yeah. Scott and Lisa, you guys, if you would come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The ushers, if you can help. Healing team, if you can help them line up first, help folks just line up. And if you'd like to personally give a blessing to Gary and Lilo, the little basket is here. I want to say you are the most beautiful, generous, gracious, precious, and strong people in the world. Once again, Mahesh and I are humbled that we have the privilege of being able to know you, to love you, to have your love, and to walk together
Your joys are our joys and your sorrows are our sorrows. We are together. And I want to thank the Lord again today. There was a profound personal presence demonstrated in Lilo's words. But now as she comes, you can just receive an impartation from the Lord. And Lilo, we won't ask you to prophesy and take a long time over everyone. We know the Lord, that rushing river, just in a moment can do his work. Yeah, and we'll start you there on that side. And the healing team can kind of accompany you along and stay behind as they're led to minister to individual folks. We receive this morning. We receive from the Lord.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.